Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We have a great word to share with you today at Destiny Church. Sit back, be encouraged, and let's get into the word.
Are you guys ready for the word this morning? Come on. You ready for the word? Well, I got my buddy, Jeremy Lewis. Now, listen, Jeremy Lewis comes here and he's got a funny accent and we're all like, where did that dude come from? How did we find Jeremy Lewis? Well, we went to Louisiana in the bayou and we found him. He was living out there with a straw hat, sipping sweet tea, eating crocodile, and had his crocodile jacket and boots. Just kidding. No. We actually went to school together. Me and Jeremy went to Bethel School of Ministry out in Redding, California together. Jeremy, I was 18 when we first met, and he opened his house to me and would feed me when I was hungry as a hungry college student. And anyway, it's an honor to have you here, Jeremy, and to be doing ministry at this church with us. We thank you for bringing you and your five boys and your beautiful wife and being a part of this community, man, this family of believers. Jeremy Lewis, everybody.
I took some time away from my speaking of time. But I'm always humbled to come up here and to share the word. I got to do this in January, right after the mission trip to Guatemala. And I'm just always, I don't know how Eric does it every week, because it's, you know, it takes a lot out of you because you give a lot to it. But I want to get to the word in a minute, and business as usual is the topic and the title. But before this, I'm the Connect Group pastor here, the church, and I want all the Connect Group leaders to stand right now for me. I want you to just take a look at all of them. They're all across this congregation, and they've been doing Connect Groups before I was here. We kind of launched an official Connect Group in January. We had a lot of feedback, a lot of good things going on. Then COVID hit, just threw a wrench in the everything, and we had to go to Zoom. Zoom was good for a season. Zoom's kind of, it's kind of like a honeymoon. It's good for, it lasts a couple of months, and then you get back to reality. So that's kind of how Zoom is. Yeah. So. We conquered Zoom, and then we're getting back to normal now. But I just wanted to just let you guys, can you stand up again? I didn't want you guys to sit down yet. Because I want you guys to see these people. So to me, the foundation of a church is not just one person, not just the pastor. He can't do it all. I really believe the foundation of a church is the Connect Group, just the Connect Group. And the leaders are the ones that really take the church to a whole nother level. These guys are the ones that kind of the troops on the battlefield, on the front lines. And so through COVID, through all this, through the Zoom, they've pressed in, they've conquered, and they've, because we've had some crazy issues with Zoom and things like that, trying to figure it out. Some of these people, some of these leaders, they would have one, two people show up on the Zoom calls. Some of them, they'd show up and none of their people would show up on the Zoom call. So it was just really, just a goofy time, but they've all stuck it out, all of them. Yeah. And I told them this morning, we had a meeting this morning, just been amazed at their dedication, because they've been doing this before I was. Some of these people have been having meetings for 5 years, every week. Some of these, they've just been doing it. They've been doing it, and they don't play games. So I wanted you guys to see these people, and we're gonna have the leaders in the back of the church before, you know, after we leave. And if you have any questions, where they meet, what their heart is for their Connect Groups, anything like that, time or anything, just talk to them. They'll share their heart with you a little bit. But we want to, because this is how the church grows. It doesn't grow because of Eric. It grows because we leave Sunday mornings and we get involved during the week. That's how it grows. So I leave that way back in the back there. He is one of the leaders. He was one of the teachers. He didn't get to come up front here, but that's the man back there. So, so you guys can sit down now. And also the ones that were up front up here, they got their certificates. They're going to actually have an opportunity now to lead a Connect Group. So just be looking on Facebook for all the lists and, you know, all the different things. This is going to be crazy. So be looking for that. How much time do I have left? I ain't got much time. I might have to go over a little bit. I'm going to go over a little bit 11 o'clock. Is that, if that's okay with you guys? I don't know. That's okay. This isn't a real heavy word, but it's a good word, and it's an exciting word for me, I think. It's business as usual. I knew I was going to talk about this when Eric asked me, because when COVID hit and everybody's on Facebook, everybody's on Instagram, everybody's on the internet, like my son calls it internet, Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to, they want to make candles. They want to, you know, they want to build things, and it's all good, but it's just like, everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to own a business. They want to start a business. But if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. Not everybody's doing it. So it's business as usual. And so I come to you this morning with an opportunity to become part of a business. Ooh. I know I was going to, I'm not sure why I'm even crying about talking about a business. Woo.
It's okay.
Good. So, dang.
He's gonna
I feel like Ray. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Ray on our on the Facebook devotionals. Boy, he gets moved. Thank you, Becky. It's Becky. I'm gonna start crying again. Becky, she's been so faithful to meeting, and just if you need someone to talk to, it's always going to be there. It's going to be Becky. Okay. Business as usual. So this business that I'm going to present to you guys is opportunity to, that's a crazy word to say a lot of times. It's like say it five times fast. But it's opportunity to pass this business down to your kids. We just sang that song, your children's children, your children's children. This is a business that you can do that with. You can pass it along. It's something you can be excited about. You can be proud to be a part of. And a lot of times when you want to join a business, you want to be a part of a business, you got to look at their track record. A lot of times businesses, if it's a startup company, things like that, they don't have a lot of history going on. It's something that they just maybe thought about and they got some money to start it up. But we need to see a business. We need to know how long it's lasting, how long it's going to last. Because you're going to put money involved. It's going to be about your family's time, your time. It's going to be money. So we need to know if this is going to be a good investment for you. Well, great news. This business has an incredible track record. It's been around long, long time. Okay? Long time. Business as usual. Another thing that's really good about this business, you want to join a lot of businesses. You want to own McDonald's? Eric knows a lot about this. You might have to front up about $1 million at least. Some companies like Chick-fil-A, I've actually looked into Chick-fil-A to franchise. You can pay upwards of $25,000. But when you put in money like that, you don't own the company. You own a percentage of the company. So you don't have a lot of say-so. You can join some companies. You can just pay a couple $100 to kind of just get vested in the company. And just they'll give you material, things like that. And you can be a part of it and just do what you got to do. But you don't own the whole company. Only percentage. If you own less than 100%, it's really not your company, to be honest. This company is free. Put your checkbooks away. You ain't got to pay no money. Tithes and offerings are good, but you ain't got to pay nothing. I don't need to talk to you in, because when money exchanges hands, things kind of get a little squirrely sometimes. It's just kind of like you just put a shield up and you don't want to deal with that company. Something else about this company. See, I know Miles can attest to this as well. When you want to start a business, you have a business plan. Business plan. What is a business plan? It's a roadmap. We're going to be going to Louisiana pretty soon. I'm not sure how to get there from here, but I just can't get in my car and start driving. I got to have a roadmap. I got to have a GPS. I got to have directions to get there. This company has a roadmap. With Miles, he's starting a business. He's meeting with people. When you meet with people, you sit down with somebody and they tell you, how am I going to get from point A to point B? How am I going to get from day-to-day business, from week to week, month to month? You got to look at a 5-year plan, 10-year, 25-year plan. If you want a longevity in the company, you got to know where you're going. Something about when you get into business, I slugged at Eric and that threw me off. It's like the leader up there. Come on, he's so intimidating. Oh, where was I at? I got written down. Man, don't you hate that? 5 years, 10 years. Oh, yeah. So some companies, you got to meet meet yearly sometimes with the guy that's helping you with your plan, because a lot of times your company's going to change. It's going to fluctuate. You're going to learn how business works good, how it doesn't work, what products work, what services work, and it's going to change. Well, this company, this business plan, has been around for a long time. It's never changed, and it's never going to change. And the cool thing about this company's business plan, it's got a lot of answers in it. Ryan said, he was saying about Jesus is the answer. Well, this company, it says, I really think about, why do we ask so many questions when we know the answer? Is that right? That's good, Ray. That's good. But so with this company, you can look at this business plan. It's going to tell you all about your company. It's going to tell you how to promote the company. It's going to tell you how to deal with yourself in a company. It's going to tell you how to deal with your clients. It's going to teach you about the services that it offers. And it's also going to... Oh, this is good. It's going to help you to deal with your team. But it's going to be cool because when you deal with yourself, it's going to show you how to deal with the future parts of your business. It's going to tell you how to deal with what's happening right now in your business. And it's also going to tell you what happened in the past of your business. You got to learn from the past. And guess what? Did I mention it was free? I don't know if I mentioned that or not. So you got to pay nothing to get in the business.
Come on.
You got to pay nothing for this. The book is a little bit thicker than normal books. I ain't going to lie to you, okay? It's a little bit thicker. It ain't like a little couple pages. It's pretty thick. Okay? So it might scare some people, but it's something that it's daily. It's a daily thing that you can read and you can learn and you can grow with. So you can see these things. These are just, I'm just going to spit some. These are just facts I've been spitting at you. Okay, these are facts. These are things you have to do to run a business. There are some things, if you want to grow a business, there's things you got to do. Now, what you put into your business is what you're going to get out of the business. Business as usual. I'll get to that in a minute. I was going to wear a suit this morning for when it's hot outside. Secondly, business as usual. We need to get back to business as usual. A lot of times when you get into business, you got to wear the right suit. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to smell good. Although I do smell good. Thanks to Miles. Thank you, Miles. But we have to look the part. But I think this business is a little bit differently. You can wear what you want to wear. You can wear, you have your tattoos. You can have your earrings, whatever. You want crazy looking hair. Devin's hair is back to normal now. It's not all crazy squirrel anymore. So you can look how you want, and you're not going to offend nobody because this is your business. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
There are some things we got to do. We're going to have meetings. We're going to have team meetings. We're going to have conferences. We got to learn how the business works. Every week, you got to come to the meetings, and you got to learn. If you're running a business, you ain't going to go a week without going to some meeting and learning what you got to learn to run this business. It's not like, in reality, you're not going to do that. So every week you got to come and you got to understand how the business works, how you got to deal with clients, how you got to deal with yourself, how to work your product. If you got a good product, you're not going to walk around telling somebody about it, but not using yourself. You got to learn how the products work. If they work for you, or they don't work for you. You got to know the ins and outs of the business to make it successful. We know a lot. See, another thing is we can know a lot. We can know all about the business, but if we don't take what we know out from what we learn in the meetings in the business meetings, and take it out to the marketplace, then our business is going to fail.
Right.
We got to take it out. And when you get into business, it's a numbers game. It really is a numbers game. If you have a product and a service that you want to offer someone, it's a numbers game. And to explain that is, I hope I'm not walking too much. I'm keeping these camera guys busy because I was doing the camera thing for a while, and it's, you gotta keep it. You gotta keep it on track. So it's a numbers game. So we talk about recruits. We talk about clients. Recruit is someone that really believes in your product and wants to be a part of your team. A client is somebody that sees your product and how it can influence their life, and they can use your product and services to better their life. So, but if you want to get a recruit, how many people you got to talk to? 1, 2, 3. Most likely you got to talk to 20. Or this ain't exact. I ain't this ain't exact, but it's pretty close. You got to talk to 20 people to get one recruit. You got to tell 20 people about your company and how it impacted your life to get one recruit in your company. If you want to get a client, it's a little bit easier. You got to share. You got to sit down face to face with clients, introduce them to your business, how excited you are about this business opportunity that you got, and you get one client, maybe out of 10 people that you sat down with. You're like, oh man, my business ain't working. Oh, I can't get a recruit. Well, how many people you talk to? Oh, I talked to 5 people.
Right.
Well, then it's a numbers game. It's not you. Don't get offended because somebody's offended by what you're offering them. Go talk to more people. If you believe in the product, you believe in the service, you believe in this business that you can hand down to your kids, why are you whining about it? Because it should be about you in the first place. It's about you, your kids. It's about your children's children.
Yep.
Children's children.
Amen.
And then their children. Oh, man. Business as usual. Business as usual. Business as usual The definition, throw it on the screen in a minute, maybe. I'll read it and show you on the screen in a minute. Business as usual is an unchanging state of affairs despite difficulties or disturbances. Said when things are continuing as they always do despite a difficult situation. That's business as usual. COVID hits, man, it just makes a crazy mess. Everything's a mess. Everybody's acting insane. I mean, it's just insanity. It really is. So business kind of goes a little haywire. But I'm here to tell you today, I got an incredible opportunity for us to get to back to business as usual.
Right.
Despite the disturbances, despite difficulties, despite everything that's happened, we need to get back to the basics, back to business as usual. If you have your Bible, so I got to throw the Bible in now because I got to make it kosher for everybody. Luke 2, chapter 2, I'm going to read real quick. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase a little bit, and then we'll get to the verse that really has made this my topic. Luke 2, it talks about Jesus, the boy, 12 years old. I got one of my kids, he'll be 12 this year, and so I'm like, man, this is kind of crazy. 12 years old, Jesus, his parents took him to Jerusalem to go to the feast. Where he, 43, when they had finished the days, they returned. The boy lingered behind in Jerusalem. So his parents left him there, forgot about him. It's kind of like Home Alone with Kevin. It's like, Kevin, give this to Kevin. Kevin's not here. And where's Kevin? Where's Jesus? So they left him. They realized he was gone. He was in Jerusalem the whole time. They come back 3 days later. They find him. Now listen to this. 48, Luke 2, 48. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, listen to this. Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. So they leave Jesus. They left Jesus, forgot about him. Jesus is doing his thing. He's learning, soaking it up. I forgot this part. So Jesus is hanging out for 3 days. And these priests, they were astonished at his understanding and his answers because he was there because he knew why he was there. But his parents showed up and they're like, why did you do this to us? How many times in our life have we shifted the blame on someone else? Why was his parents blaming him for what they did? You want to own a business. You want to complain about, oh, my business ain't doing good. I'm excited. I was excited. The honeymoon's over. And now reality sets in. I got to start talking to people about this business opportunity, incredible opportunity to have a business, to do what you want, to wear what you want, to say what you want. And I'm complaining. Oh, it's his fault because I talked to him. He said he was going to join this company, join my business. And then all of a sudden, he never showed up. Oh, it's my, no. We'll go talk to somebody else.
Right.
You can talk to 19 people and none of them sign up. And that 20th person, he could be the one.
Yep.
But if you don't talk to 20 people, then you don't get that one recruit you want.
Right.
So Jesus, they're blaming Jesus. And then this is what Jesus says. Why do you seek me? Sorry. It just hits you sometimes. Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
Right.
And the message that says, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I have been here dealing with the things of my father? I'm happy to inform you guys this morning, the business I'm talking about is an incredible business. I like to call it the family business.
Yeah.
It's the business of the kingdom. That's what Jesus was about, his father's business.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read John 5, 16, 17. It should be on the screen in a second. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, healing and praying for people and changing people's lives, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. And in his defense, Jesus said to them, my father is always at work to this very day, and I am working too.
Amen.
So what does that say? The business doesn't stop. Say, money doesn't sleep. Well, this business that we want to be a part of, family business, it doesn't sleep. He's always working. John 5:19 through 30, I'm going to say, just mention a couple of verses out of this, because it said Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son of Man cannot do anything by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. That's the business plan. He's giving you a business plan. And then verse 30, we're going to skip down to verse 30. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Don't you see a pattern going? Although Jesus, he is the man, but he knows who the man really is. He knows who the boss is. He knows who to check in with. He knows who to listen to. John 8:28 and 29, they did not understand what he was talking about when he was talking about his Father. So Jesus said this, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I'm always doing what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many believed in him. Man, what kind of business was Jesus about? We should know this. He was about healing. That was his business. Restoration, that was his business. Amen. Miracles, that's Jesus' business. It's not about us. We don't need to promote ourselves. We need to promote the gospel. So Jesus was in the business of healing. He was in the business of promoting the gospel, because he was the gospel. We, as believers, as business owners, we are in the business of promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're in the business of promoting the kingdom, the family business. This is what we do. This is who we are. Why? Because this is what Jesus did. He came on the earth for one reason, to promote the gospel. That's all he did. When you get into a business, you want to talk to clients, and your whole mindset when you want to join a company, everyone's a client, everyone is a recruit, everybody you look at, everywhere you go, it's a purpose. There's a purpose for talking to everybody at the mall or the store, everybody. And it can get annoying, because somebody comes up to you and wants to sell your product. Man, I don't want that mess. I ain't got time for that. But everybody needs the gospel.
That's right.
Everybody's a potential recruit. Everybody's your client. Everybody. Oh, I talked to 15 people. I prayed for healing for 15 people, and no one got healed. Okay, well, keep doing it. It's a numbers game. Pray for 19. Pray for 20 people. That 20th person, he's going to get healed. Oh, I sat down and we counseled this person I talked to him for a year and he's still acting stupid. Okay, well, go 2 years.
Yeah.
Commit to it.
Because
that's what Jesus did.
That's right.
There's no pressure. The cool thing about this business, there's no pressure in this business.
Amen.
There's no pressure.
Come on.
You ain't got to have the right words. Because a lot of times when you get into business, you actually learn how to speak. You know how to put sentences together to really tickle their ears, to tickle their fancy. You're not really like pulling their arm or pulling their leg, but you're really speaking words that make them want the product or the service. But so there's a lot of pressure when you talk, because you don't want to say the wrong thing. When it comes to this business, this family business of the kingdom, there's no pressure. You say what the Father told you to say. That's what Jesus did. Jesus had to download. He spoke it. He ain't worried about it. Why are we worried about it? Because we want to get offended. We get offended too easy. Everything offends you. Why does it offend you? Because it's about you. If you don't want to get offended, give it back to Jesus. All right, I ain't got too long, so I don't know what time. Okay. All right. To promote the gospel, what do we have to do? Okay, that's good. We got to know, we have the facts. We got some facts here that it's free. Everything's free. It's been paid for. It ain't free. It's free for us, but it's not really free. So first, if you want to be a part of the family business, you got to be a part of the family.
Come on.
You got to give your life to Jesus. And at the end, if we have enough time, I don't know, I might give a chance for you to do that. You got to give your life to Jesus if you want to be a part of the family business. Second, you got to be a part of a church. You got to be a part of a church. If you want to own a meeting, I mean, own a business, you got to have a meeting place. You got to probably have an office somewhere. And then we don't really have offices here. Kind of did we make shift? You got to have a place to meet. You got to have a place to bring people, talk to people, learn your products or services. Get involved in a church. Next, connect groups. I'm the connect group pastor, but man, it's true. You got to be part of connect groups. You got to have a connection. If your connection is bad in your battery in your car, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Nowhere. A little corrosion on your terminal and your battery, you ain't gonna go nowhere. You can sit there and wish you want to go somewhere and think about where you want to go, but you ain't going nowhere. You need community. It's amazing to hang out in the morning like this. I did my Sunday morning. I did my Christian thing, and it looks good. You wear the right clothes, like Devin looking good this morning. Has nice shoes on, his haircut. You can look right, but you can go tomorrow and act wrong.
Right.
That was good. I like that. Thank you, Jesus. But that's how it is. And that's where connect groups, that's where community comes in, is you leave today, and then you can see these same people during the week when you have things happen, like Becky and Chris lost their mom. Who stepped in? The connect group stepped in. Joey had to help someone move. Who stepped in? His connect group stepped in. Pastor Eric, he can't do everything. He don't even want to do everything. I'm saying there's too much to do. He's one person. That's what connect groups are for. Get connected. Get connected to community. Because it ain't about you anyways.
That's right.
So the deal is when you sit down with someone to present your product and service, you present facts to them. You present to them, hey, this is what we can do for you. This is how we can help you. We can offer this to you. What happens when that happens? You're left with a decision. You take it or you leave it. So if you do that to someone and they don't take it, okay. I don't have to worry about that. I can't get offended by that. You did what you knew you're supposed to do. You think Jesus prayed for people and was offended by the Pharisees and people that were, you know, throwing rocks at him or whatever? No, because he knew what he was about. He knew what business he was promoting. Jeremiah 29:11, it's not on here, but I'm going to read it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The business plan. He knows the plans he has for us. Plans that give us a hope in the future. The price has been paid. So, to close, business as usual. If we were in a business meeting right now, a real one, and I told you I'm a billionaire, and I said in 5 years, if you stick with this, in 5 years, you can make $1 million. Man saying amen. Come on, amen. Come on. Amen. So if I told you that and I said, hey, if you want to sign up right now, I can guarantee in 5 years you're going to be a millionaire.
Come on.
All right. So we're left with a decision. So I just want to just speak on this. I don't want every head bowed and every eye closed. That's how I grew up. That's good sometimes. But we're left with a decision this morning. If you want to be a part of this family, this community, then you have a decision to make. You got to know Jesus. That's first and foremost. So if you come in this morning and you don't know Jesus, I just want you to raise your hand.
Come on.
If you didn't raise your hand, everybody in here is a Christian. Everybody here is a Christian. Every eye is open. All right, that's good. So then, next, last but not least, and we need to get back to just rededicate or recommit to family business.
Right. Come on.
This is a business of inheritances. This is a business that we pass down of longevity. We shouldn't take it lightly because it's not our business that we're promoting. It's the gospel we're promoting.
Right.
He's trusted us. I can't remember, and I keep thinking about trust. He's trusting us with a family business.
Yeah. That's good.
Like, I want my kids to run this business one day.
Come on.
Well, they can be running right now, but I'm just saying to run it one day. But God, to trust us with everything, with their business plan, that's what this is. It's a big one. It's the book, instruction book. If I know I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you. I can't say you're going to make $1 million tomorrow, but when you die, you're going to go to heaven. You're going to bring a lot of people with you. I thought someone was going to raise their hand to get saved. So I didn't even get that. I didn't get past that. But we're here to promote the gospel. That's what we're here to do. And it's an exciting day for us to leave here to know that we can sit down with people and present the gospel to them. What am I supposed to present? Well, do you have a testimony? A testimony is to testify about what God has done in your life. That's the facts that you speak. This is what God has done for me. You can't talk someone out of a testimony. This is what he's done for me in my life. I was addicted, now I'm not. Looking at bad things, and now I'm not. God has saved me from whatever you saved me from, and you tell them that, and if they don't want to take it, just keep praying for them. But if they're like, man, I want to be a part of that business. I like that business. I'm tired of dealing with the business I was dealing with. They give their life to Christ. But you ain't got to get offended by someone not accepting Jesus. But don't forget it's a numbers game. Don't give up. Because it's not about you. It's about him. We've gone 10 over. Thank you for sticking with it. This is a family business. Remember that. When you leave, everything you do has got to do with the gospel. Everything that we do. We're all Christians in here. Hallelujah. But now we know the facts. Now you know the truth, and now you're accountable to that. When you walk away, hopefully that if you try to do something crazy, you don't get convicted. Don't worry. Don't get convicted. So I'm going to just close in prayer. And then after I get done praying, connect leaders, go to the back. If you guys have any questions for the connect leaders, please ask. They have incredible hearts to share anything with you. So don't forget that we need to get back to business as usual. It's not the new normal, it is the normal. Get back to it. Stay with it, don't give up. Don't give up. God, I thank you for this morning. God, I thank you, God, that you have entrusted us with the inheritance of the kingdom. That you trusted us with promoting your business. God, give us the strength and the ability to go out into the marketplace and share the gospel, to pray for people, to not be offended, but to know that what we're doing is promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have your way with us. Give us a mindset that when we go out, that you have complete control. And God, I pray for opportunities this week to present this business plan to people, to sit down with people and tell them about the big book, about that it's free, about that you paid the price. You paid it all for us to promote this gospel. God, give us an opportunity, God, to sit down and share that with someone and not be afraid to be offended. But God, you're everything to us. You're so good to us, and everyone needs to know it. So God, we trust you this morning. We trust you this week. We say yes to this new family business and for our new promotion. We thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Stay up to date with new messages by becoming a subscriber today. To find events taking place or to give to Destiny Church, visit us at destiny217.org. At Destiny Church, you can find real, relevant relationships.